This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Happy Easter to those of you who celebrated Passover yesterday, for those of you who celebrated, for those of you who celebrate neither, happy weekend. We are always here at this time, and I say we, it's me, I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network in downtown San Francisco, but we are also emanating on SB Nation Radio out of Houston as well. Wherever you are in the North American continent, it is time to talk video games. Now, the Video Game Review, I've been doing this show more than 15 years, nationally syndicated, heck, internationally syndicated. We are on The Voice on American Forces Radio Network. That's 500 outlets in 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever you're in, I appreciate all you do to keep us safe and allow us to talk about video games and relative safety. We very much appreciate it. So the way it works is I talk about video games 1 hour a week on the Sports Talk Network, Sports Byline, and SB Nation. And you, a gamer like me, you chime in and we talk about it together. What's good? What's bad? What's worth it? What's overhyped, underhyped, and everything in between? And we'll do it at the toll-free line, 800-878-PLAY. Once again, don't write it down, dial it up. 800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529. And obviously, we picked that word because it is video games. Also, you can listen to us other ways through the website, sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live, and email is rick@sportsbyline.com. Use that email address to ask for a cheat code, which I'll give away at the end of the show, usually an older game. Also, to win the video game, I'm going to give away at 40 after, so just about a half hour. I always give away a brand new game. And also on SB Nation Live, that website, as we stream through there. And then a couple of apropos applications, the TuneIn Radio app and iHeartRadio. Also, Twitch, the Twitch app on your phone, and Twitch.tv. There I am on camera. We got a high-def webcam here in the studios here on Broadway in San Francisco, so you can see the face made for radio. Also, if you want to get me on Twitter, it is @RickTittle. So we'll give away a game. We'll do all that. We'll take your calls. We'll talk video games. Come on next on the Video Game Review.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3. Plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4422 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4422, code 4422. Enjoy!
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. HomeAdvisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app today.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle here, downtown San Francisco, home studios of Sports Byline USA. Also on SB Nation Radio and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Sometimes I have guests. I interview them, developers, designers, video game big shots. No guests today, so you be my guest, be my guest. Angela Lansbury, Candlestick, that whole thing. Beauty and the Beast, till as old as time. And you get in 1-800-878-PLAY. After we give the game away at 40 after, I'll tell you what's new this week. One of the games, spoiler alert, you probably already knew, but if you didn't, Mortal Kombat 11. This was a game that was developed by Midway Studios back in Chicago in 1992. And it was based on an idea of a video game that would have Jean-Claude Van Damme. But then that idea fell through. And so then they said, well, maybe a horror game, a fantasy game, horror fantasy. And what they did, and all the spinoffs, all the sequels and series, animated and live-action films, television series, comic books, a live-action tour, card game. It is one of the most successful fighting franchises in the history of video games, along with Street Fighter and Tekken. And Warner Brothers owns the rights to this franchise now, which it gave a little reboot back in 2011. And of course, this is a game known for its high levels of violent conduct. And in 92, what were we playing it on? We were playing it on the Sega Genesis. And it was the fatalities, as they called them, the finishing moves, a sequence of button mashers, and there were a lot of controversies behind it. And it was Mortal Kombat, believe it or not, that spawned the creation of the ESRB. That is the system which gives video games their rating. It's called the Entertainment Software Rating Board. And this was started in 1994 after many politicians and watchdog groups and moms and dads had a cow over the fact that Mortal Kombat had these finish him and you'd yank the spinal cord out of somebody. And you you think about the sequel that came out the very next year in 93. Then in 95, Mortal Kombat 3 came out. And then Ultimate Mortal Kombat the same year, Mortal Kombat Trilogy. And it went on and on and on. So just 11 isn't exactly 11 with the storylines in this. Because there are more than 11 games in this series. See, 12, 15, 18, 20, there's 25 games. If you're talking arcade, and then you take it from arcade, you know, I said at the same time, Genesis, and then PS1, N64, the Saturn. Mortal Kombat Gold was only on the Dreamcast, and that was an update of MK4 at the time. But GBA, Game Boy Advance, PS2, it just keeps going and going and going. And if you think about the DS was on there. And when we got the PS4 and the Xbox One in 2015, we got Mortal Kombat 10. In 2016, we got Mortal Kombat. Well, it was Mortal Kombat X, which was Mortal Kombat L. And this was before that the Complete Edition, complete with a K. And before that, it was Mortal Kombat Collection with a K. And then Mortal Kombat, just called that, was 2011. Before that, Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. I think we're catching on. So Mortal Kombat 11, as it is going to be released here, coming up on Tuesday, the PC, the Switch, the PS4, and the Xbox One, and we'll get more into it. There is, someone said there was concern about the Switch being a port. I'm okay with that. You know, it's sometimes it's hard for developers to go to the drawing board on every little system. And as we know, the Xbox One and the PS4 do not have all the same technology. But, of course, they're in sort of the same genus that the Switch isn't. And even if it's a port, that's fine. I don't think it's something like, oh, this is going to be terrible. But Mortal Kombat 11. And Ed Boon directing it. And he was there from day one. And as they say, not a 2D fighting game, a 2.5D fighting game. And not just fatalities, but also brutalities as well. And they got some new gameplay features. Fatal blows and crushing, of course with a K, blows. Fatal blows are similar to the X-ray moves that you saw in Mortal Kombat 10 or Mortal Kombat X. Because X-ray moves, they deal a lot of damage, but they only become available when a player's health drops below 30%, and you can only do it once per match. Crushing blows go into this cinematic, and then it's a special move, and you got to get a couple requirements met. And usually, like brutalities in the previous game, you have to get sort of everything in a row, and you learn as you go. Also new to the series is something called the flawless block mechanic, which allows for what they call a comeback window after blocking an attack with precise timing. There's also a gear system, which if you think about the DC Comics game Injustice 2, which was done by NetherRealm Studios, this is something that is a lot like it, but the gear system is mostly cosmetic. It's not really tied to the character's ability, but there is character customization. Players are allowed to custom create move lists. You can improve over the variation system that they had in Mortal Kombat 10, although each character is going to have a unique set of outfits and weapons as well. And so the characters, and from what we heard from rumors, there's nothing unlockable. that's going to come in DLC. There'll be some that will go, but now there was Sue said, oh no, Shao Kahn, Shang Tsung, they'll be DLC. We don't know yet, but we do know the base roster. Baraka, Cassie Cage, Cetrion, Devorah, Aaron Black, Garrus, Jackie Briggs, Jade, Jax, Johnny Cage,
A Ring of Fire,
Cabal, Kano, Kitana, Collector, Kotal Kahn, Kung Lao, Q Kang, Noob Saibot, Raiden, Scorpion, Scarlet, Sonya Blade. And finally, what MK game would be complete without Sub-Zero? So, it's funny, they already announced at Toy Fair earlier that McFarlane Toys is going to produce a whole line of games, of action figures, I should say, as well. They've already had community reveal events. This was back in January. They had it in LA. They had it in London. They got Ronda Rousey to come in. She is going to voice Sonya Blade. So this is a big deal. Now, that being said, it's not my favorite. 2D, 2.5D fighting games and learning the mashers. But this still is a nod to our video game history. And you think 1992 wasn't that long ago. Well, in the world of video games, it kind of is. So that's coming out and something to look forward to. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Video Game Review. Hope you had a good Easter, Passover, or if you don't celebrate any of those things, just hope you had a good weekend. Rick Tittle with you here in downtown San Francisco. Coming up next on the Video Game Review, we'll do what we always do at 40 after, Bulgarian clog dancing. No, I will give away a brand new game, and we will tell you what's coming out this week. I talked about one. It's funny how, you know, video games so many times get scapegoated for things in society, especially violence, gratuitous violence, tragedies, and it's an easy scapegoat to point to. Meanwhile, they have documentaries on Ted Bundy and documentaries on Michael Jackson, and you can buy liquor and weed and anything else that'll put your frame of mind. I don't know how you feel about it, but I mean, to me, video games are probably the most harmless thing. You can't let movies or celebrities or video games raise your children anyway. So I've always got the back of video games, but video games this week really stepped up in a different way. And that is, we all watched in horror as it looked like Notre Dame in Paris at the Île-de-France, that Notre Dame, a cathedral that was started in the 9th century, was going to burn to the ground. And I have been very fortunate to go to Notre Dame several times. I have not been there since 2006, so it's been a while. But, and, you know, it is a building. It's not a person. People are more important than inanimate objects. But it looked very sad. Now, the next day, when the smoke had cleared, I think people who love that building breathed a sigh of relief, because it was mostly the roof that was on fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. We don't need no water. The spire came down. Now, what does this have to do with video games? Well, they are trying now to rebuild it. And the president de France, Macron, he says that they will rebuild it. Who will they now turn to? They will be turning to Ubisoft. Why? Because in the video game Assassin's Creed Unity, which uses real places for its gangs and attacks and other things, but they had Notre Dame. But not only that, you might remember the Assassin's Creed that was in Egypt. You could go into whatever it was, a learning mode, peace mode, school syndrome, whatever it was. And it would show you the evisceration of mummies, and you wouldn't have to worry about combat. Well, in Assassin's Creed Origins, in the Discovery Tour, which some people call the magic school bus mode, they did the most precise recreation of Notre Dame ever, and they sent in their team. And as you know, or you don't know, Ubisoft is a company that is based in Paris. Now, their offices right here in San Francisco, their offices in Montreal, in Quebec as well, offices in a lot of places. But when they went in to Notre Dame several years ago, they were the ones that went bit by bit with the mapping, the digital mapping, to get it down. And so that's why Emmanuel Macron, the president de France, de France, I should say, he talked about how this might be the most accurate information anyone has. And it's not like they don't know what the roof or the ceiling looked like from the inside and the outside. There's only been 9 billion pictures of it. on the Flying Buttresses, which is the name of my podcast. Just kidding. But there was a woman named Caroline Meuse. And Caroline Meuse modeled Notre Dame for 2 years. 2 years. And she said she worked on the game, and that was 80% of her job. Now think about that. To model that game, you could have had Notre Dame and just done the outside with the bell towers and called it a day. You could have gone inside, put in some Gothic arches, and called it a day. 2 years of mapping. Michelangelo is standing and applauding because of what the work he did at the Sistine Chapel. So, according to a report on The Verge, it said, quote, she pored over photos and the inside to get the architecture just right and worked with texture artists to make sure that each brick looked like that brick. And then she even had historians help her figure out that at the time the game was set, what were on that walls? Were there paintings? Were there tapestries? You know, if you had a castle back in the day and your castle was mostly freezing, what did you put on your stone walls? You would put a tapestry on there. But also, the thing to remember about Mademoiselle or Madame Meuse, great name, by the way, these French names. But the other thing to know about Miss Meuse is that she did do the roof and the spires as well. And that game came out in 2014, and it is now, from all the things I've seen from Reuters and the AP, from the French news, it is the most detailed resource that the French recreation architects are going to have. So no one knows for sure if that's what they're going to use. I mean, the blaze has barely cooled. And I'm sure the rebuilding will take some time to get off the ground. And if they do Kickstarter or whatever it is. But the French people, from their own selves, this isn't America riding into the rescue. They have this themselves already. And at their disposal, they will be able to make, not just make the cathedral as beautiful as it once was, but they will be able to get every freaking brick as close to exact as possible, which I think is, you know, an absolutely outstanding move. And then, you know, once again, really just talking about how much video games can help. 800-878-PLAY. I also want to let you know, I saw a story in the Arizona Republic this week. And there is a company called Experius Game Solutions. It's a video game testing company, and they're expanding their Tempe Testing Center. So those of you going to ASU or Grand Canyon, they are going to be hiring in the next year and a half 200 more employees. Everything from entry level to management. And they actually are right there on Elliott Road and Loop 101. That's Arizona State University Research Park. And the reason I bring it up, because, I mean, I've seen these before, but the reason I bring it up, I just have never seen 200 at one time and then on a college campus. And one of the biggest colleges that you're going to have. But they're going to have software test engineers, test leads, and test associates. Now, test associates, you are a video game tester, and that job has been around forever. It just, I have never seen it full time outside of a couple of management positions. And it's funny because I was playing Fallout 76, as I've been doing, and it's maddening with the server going down and I can't sign on, and all of a sudden I'm kicked off the server. I've never been kicked off a server in a Fallout game in my life, mostly because I was never on a server. It was not an online game. By the way, if you see my Twitter, at Rick Tittle, it's a little bragging. Olivia Wilde, the actress, was in here on Thursday or Friday. Anyway, so I took a picture with her, as I do, and I put it on my Twitter, at Rick Tittle, and I bring that up on this show because I didn't even realize that I was wearing a Vault 111 t-shirt. And people were like, what's up, Vault Dweller? And I'm like, well, I do love Fallout 4. So, yeah, you meet Olivia Wilde and you're wearing a Fallout shirt. That sounds like me anyway. But I dropped that name. Let me pick it up. But there were a couple times in that game, Fallout 76, where I thought, uh-oh, I'm going to have to redeploy. You know, they started taking off one of the options of suicide if you got stuck somewhere, and it just says redeploy. It kills you, and it puts you someplace else. But so far, knock on wood, I have not been stuck. And there are a few times where I've, like, slipped off a bridge into a bank, and I'm literally stuck between a rock and a hard place. So it's a tree and a fence and some boulders, and I squat and I jump and nothing happens. Then I wiggle around and I find my way out of it. The only way you can get that done is through beta testing. And I'll tell you what, with Bethesda, with Skyrim was not completely beta tested. And I don't disparage against that. It was very rare, but there were a couple times I'd be coming down mountains and I'd get behind a tree and now that was it. I was not getting loose. And at that point, you hope some witch comes along and kills you, which sounds horrible, but then you'd have to redeploy. So anyway, if you're in the Valley of the Sun, I thought I would throw it out there. 200 video game testing jobs. The company is called Xspiris Game Solutions in Tempe there at ASU University Park. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give a game away. I'll also let you know what else is getting released in the video game world. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, downtown San Francisco, California. I have the game to give away, and the way we do it is I ask you a very simple question, and then you email me the answer, rick@sportsbyline.com, and I'll take the third correct answer. The name of the game is Sayonara Wild Hearts. By the way, I will have the release, the new releases, this segment as well. Anyway, Sayonara Wild Hearts, and this is on the Nintendo Switch. And this is from published by Annapurna Interactive, but it's developed by Simogo. Simogo, I would think, sounds Japanese. No, it's Swedish. And they're best known for mobile games like Device 6. And so Sayonara Wild Hearts is a game that is very much inspired by Japanese culture, pop music, tarot cards. It's about a young woman whose heartbreak disrupts the universe's balance. And so she follows a glowing butterfly in her dreams and is transported to a land where motorcycles rule the highway in the skies. And some of the artwork I've seen on this is almost kind of cel-shaded, and it shows protagonists standing on motorcycles like Travis Pastrana's Nitro Circus, literally standing on them with swords that are twice as long as the motorcycles and some sort of combat. So like one foot on the seat, the other seat on the foot on the fuselage. My question is, Sayonara Wild Hearts, is this made by a Japanese company or a Swedish company?
Didn't you just say it was Swedish?
Yeah, I did. Just send your answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. This is an interesting, once again, Sayonara Wild Hearts. This is not, of course, you'd say, wait a minute, Hearts? No, not that game. But it is available on the Switch. So let me know, and it will be on its way to you. 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll get to the new releases here in a sec. Apple made some big news on Friday. And it announced a new video stream. Well, let's just do this before we get to the video games. A new video streaming service. So it's not just going to be Netflix and Amazon Prime. They want to be right there. Netflix and Amazon, you've got a new competitor. And it's not exactly like Stadia. Remember Alphabet? Alphabet owns Google. Alphabet announced their platform, which was called Stadia. But Apple's platform is not exactly like Stadia. It's a little bit different. But what it's going to do, it's going to call itself the Apple Arcade. And it will be a video service, but it will also be a subscription gaming service. And it will launch this fall. Apple says that subscribers will be able to play more than 100 games using the Apple Arcade app on various Apple devices. There are no ads. There are no in-app purchases. Players can play offline as well. So it's going to take a download there. But Apple Arcade's potential competitors, of course, are subscription services too. But what Apple Arcade does differently will be more important than what it does the same. Now, how is it different? Well, in its announcement, Apple was very careful to point out that Apple Arcade would be an offline gaming system as well, which is a absolute dig at Google. Google, with Stadia, will require a speedy internet connection at all times as you're playing off Google's cloud, Stadia Cloud. But this seeming advantage is also an important detail, I think, about the nature of Apple Arcade, because unlike its rivals, Apple Arcade will not be a cloud gaming service. It's not. Well, let's think about it this way. In cloud gaming services, the computational heavy lifting is done on those cloud servers, hence the need for an internet connection. So if you're going to run Apple Arcade games offline, that would mean that it would only feature on games that would run on things that have some memory or on a mobile device. Now, that's a curious choice given that the rest of the crowd is emphasizing what cloud gaming can do to run AAA titles on very lightweight hardware. Because Apple isn't offering a way to play games that are bigger than your iPhone could ever run. This is just a subscription service full of mobile games. So you might say, well, if that's really it, then what's the point? Well, the strategy, I think, is interesting at first glance, because, or maybe downright puzzling when you look closer, because mobile games, of course, are very lucrative. But that's mostly because they have mastered the free-to-play model. And then that makes heavy use of microtransactions, just small little purchases that enhance the gaming experience, increase your odds of doing better or winning, which is much to the chagrin of some traditional video game fans. But mobile games can also make money with ads, and then you have to buy your way out of them. You ever play something? I know I have plenty of games that say, you know, every however long, sometimes every turn, every five turns, maybe once a day, it'll go to a 30-second commercial. And it'll say, pay $4.99. You'll never watch a commercial again. You think, oh, that's great. Wait a minute, you just got $5 from me, and it's a free game. But Apple Arcade says, no ads, no microtransactions. So it's all based around the subscription fee, like Netflix and Amazon. But free-to-play games, you know, do they acclimate video game fans to not paying directly for games on a per-game basis? And then the microtransaction model encourages a video games as a service culture that sort of leads developers to constantly be updating and improving their games, while adding DLC is kind of a given. But with mobile games, the free-to-play microtransaction model is thriving, but it can be rocky as well. There's no exaggeration to say that, like Supercell with Clash of Clans, that was built around microtransactions, obviously. And I found out after playing that game for a while that they would never, ever, ever let you get over. Whenever you moved up, the game got harder. And so it was designed to frustrate you. And it was actually a brilliant strategy because, like, I can never get ahead. Like, oh, now you get this deal. Now you've improved this. Now you're so much powerful in this area. And then you have a battle and you're still barely surviving, right? And you go, I need more. Here you go, $2.99. I have to do it. I have to win. So, listen, there are some, you know, as this people think about Apple as a stock, I mean, there's no comparison between the processing power of an iPhone and the cloud servers that will run Stadia. But it is a niche lane. It's an interesting move. I don't think it's a very inspiring move, but I'll say it is an interesting move. All right. Because you say, well, it's not really like Amazon or Netflix after all, is it? All right, let's take a look at the new games this week. As I mentioned, Mortal Kombat 11 back and better than ever in its 11th evolution of the iconic franchise. We went over the roster. PC, Switch, 4-1. Deponia. Deponia is on the Nintendo Switch. The world has degenerated into a vast garbage dump. The one bright spot in this world is the Sad Sack Rufus. Sign me up. DLC for the PlayStation 4, Jupiter and Mars. Jupiter and Mars is an adventure game with both action and puzzle elements set in a fantastic, futuristic, neon universe. Stranger Things, Dungeons and Dragons. Now, this also will be a tabletop board game. And it's inspired by the Netflix series Stranger Things. If that's your thing, it's sort of like when I got Fallout Monopoly. You put them together, it feels cute, it's better, and you like it. Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen on the Switch. Dragon's Dogma blends exciting and fulfilling combat with the freedom to explore and interact in a very rich living environment. Dark Devotion on the PC. Dark Devotion is a 2D action-adventure game that features a richly detailed, immersive narrative. Days Gone, another DLC game on the PS4. Days Gone is an open-world action-adventure game set two years after a devastating global pandemic. I've seen that before. Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm Trilogy. Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm Trilogy is a compilation that includes the first three games. Goat Punks on the Switch. Goat Punks is a multiplayer action game pitting your goat against other players' goats to become king of the goats. The key word there? King. No, goats. Agalos on the Switch. Step through time and discover a mesmerizing new action adventure that looks like it was plucked straight out of history. Havocado. How about that? Not avocado, Havocado. Havocado masterfully merges the fun from some of the best party games while adding its own originality. And the one screenshot I have on this is a tank about to go over a cliff into the water with army men hanging off it. Yeah, your guess is as good as mine. Vambrace Cold Soul on the Mac. Vambrace Cold Soul is a roguelike fantasy adventure set amidst a frozen landscape. SteamWorld Quest, Hands of Gigglemech. That's with the colon in the middle there. Guts. Triumph over evil with the hand you're dealt in this creative role-playing card game. Moero Chronicle, and then parenthetically, Hyper. On the Switch, all over the world, extraordinary natural phenomena have been occurring, and monster girls have been able to recognize these. A Chair in the Room, Greenwater, on the PS4, drawing on elements of the American Southern Gothic and using settings of derelict towns, rundown motels, and murky environments. Yuppie Psycho on the PC. Yuppie Psycho is an intense horror with lashings of comedy that mixes the magical, the mundane, and the mortifying. Beyond Enemy Lines, Covert Operations on the Switch. Box Boy and Box Girl is now on the Switch. Super Blood Hockey is on the Switch. Super Blood Hockey brings gamers frenetic arcade sports action with retro charm and pixelated violence. And finally, Zombotron on the PC. Zombotron is a heart-pounding run-and-gun shooter where you fight to survive on a mysterious alien planet. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back for the cheat code on the Video Game Review.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Getting ready to wrap up another edition, and then we'll go back to Sports Byline and SB Nation with 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, quidditch, volleyball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket, that type of stuff. So, a cheat code request. I love this one. And by the way, rick@sportsbyline.com is the email address. This is from Terry. Rick, heard you talking about Genesis. Yes, I was earlier in the show. Give me some Golden Axe. You want some Golden Axe cheats? I can almost tell you the top two by heart. I did have to look them up, but I remember there were the top two. The level select. Hold down left and B, and then just press start at the character screen, and you'll get level select. Once again, hold down left and B, and then press start at the character selection screen. Then, when you get to the character selection screen, hold down left, then hit AC start. Hold down left and hit AC start, and you'll get 27 lives. Yes, 27 lives. I think this is about as far back as I've gone for a cheat, at least tied. I might have done a Genesis. I'm doing this show over 15 years. But anyway, Thanks for the email, rick@sportsbyline.com. You can write me all week if you have a question, comment, or concern in the video game world. Otherwise, I'll see you right back here next week on VGR.